Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. All cities are various, the locals love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. This week we are off to Finland. Today I'm taking you to my home region in eastern Finland. We are heading to the biggest town in the area, Kuopio, which with about 120,000 residents is the ninth biggest city in Finland. However, its reputation is a lot greater than that. Over the years, the city has gained fame for the friendly locals with a quirky sense of humor, for a number of successful comedians and actors who were born here, and of course also for the local delicacies you sometimes struggle to find outside of the region. Before we talk about food, let's get the basics right. Unless you are a fan of winter sports and tons of snow, you may want to look into traveling to Kuopio in the summer months when the weather is pleasant and the nights long and bright. That is, say, between now and the beginning of September. During the summer holiday months of June, July and the beginning of August, the city wakes up and smiley locals spend their days and evenings either at the local beach or in the market square that is still Kuopio's center point. The way Kuopio's been built is very compact. You won't need public transport here, just enjoy walking around the central parts of the city. I suggest you start your day at Kuopion Tori, the central market square, which is actually one of the largest in the country. Finns love coffee and often you see locals gathering here for their caffeine kicks in the morning. In Kuopio, it's really not about espressos or flat whites. The local taste is more about simple black filter coffee. With the coffee, ask for a local omena munkki, a local variant of an apple donut, usually made in the bakeries right around the corner from the market square. After this high-calorie breakfast, it's time for a walk. Kuopio is surrounded by the Lake Kallavesi, and whatever path you take, you'll eventually come across it. The most beautiful spot to see it is if you head directly east from the market square, ending up in the harbor area. This is where many lake ships depart from, and it's a top spot for either sitting down for another coffee or for enjoying an ice cream in the sunshine. Pay attention to the former harbor terminal building that, after serving travelers for over 100 years, was converted into a restaurant space in the 1990s. It's now time to continue and look for some lunch. I have a couple of suggestions for you. You can walk back to the market square and check the old market hall, which has been selling many local treats since the early 20th century. Here you can find local kalakukko, a curious dish which is made from fish baked inside a loaf of bread. Or you can simply look at some nice samples of Karelian pastries or Finnish rye bread. You won't be disappointed either way. Or if you want to go and sit down in a restaurant, I suggest you walk to Kauppakatu Street, where you can find the restaurant Sampo, possibly the most famous destination for vendis, a fish that's very common around Kuopio. Don't miss the dish the restaurant is most famous for, fried vendis a la Sampo, which comes with mashed potatoes, tomato, cucumber, lemon and dill. Now you may want to head to your hotel or check out some of the city's museums before it's time for more food. For dinner, I suggest you go to Mustalammas, the fine dining restaurant that has been entertaining people since the early 1980s. It goes to impressive lengths in its quest for local ingredients, be it by growing them on the rooftop garden of the restaurant building or by collecting them from around the Lake District. Whatever the restaurant happens to have on the seasonal menu, you can be sure it's a good representation of what is currently best in this corner of the country. And then you may fancy heading to bed this evening, but if you are keen for an adventure, I suggest you don't plan too much. Just find some friendly looking locals and ask for their tips. Finnish people are friendly folk, and if you ask for some advice, they will gladly share their top tips with you. Who knows, you may also be invited to come along for a bar crawl, which is a very Kuopio thing to do. Just stay away from the Finnish vodka shots, unless you have already asked for a later checkout from your hotel. Kuorsasta punno kiekuen, kun kisko raskasta, junno lentävä kalakukko. This has been episode number 132 of Food Neighborhoods. For more food and drink stories, tune into the menu every Friday at 1900 London time. I am Markus Hippi. Thanks for listening and bye for now.